was the new Kemp Down Races. That's a mandolin tune taken from the Hamilton County CD, These Old Hands, played by our mandolin player Keith McMillan very well. I did the banjo breaks, and it's a lovely tune, great tune to learn to play, and always good fun. I usually started off on stage by saying to Keith, not too fast, because it's got some tricky licks in it. But it's such a lovely tune, written by Frank Wakefield and named because he just has an oddball sense of humour, and new Kemp Down Races sounds good. Nothing to do with the old Kemp Down Races whatsoever. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, and we've got some bluegrass lined up for you for the next hour, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. We've got to start off by Daly and Vincent in concert. One of the super groups of bluegrass at present. Very entertaining. Jamie Daly played with Dawn Lawson. We've had him on the show. Darren Vincent, brother of Rhonda Vincent, has played with Ricky Skaggs and is a very supportive musician, playing a variety of instruments. They've assembled a great band, and lots of people in it for a live show. I've never seen them live, but I would very much love to. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from them, Mississippi River, and then an instrumental called 9 Yards. Listen to Daly and Vincent in concert.
It's been a long time coming, but I'm finally on my way. 14 years of debt, it feels a mighty price to pay. One short week away from home's turned into all these years. One regret, one broken heart, one smile turned into tears.
Mississippi River, let your waters flow, carry me down to the Gulf of Mexico.
You, I think the time I've lost, sitting in a dirty cell, I've had to pay the cost. For a life of crime, I chose a prize I could not win. When I get to Louisiana, I'll never leave again.
Mississippi River, let your waters flow, carry me down to the Gulf of Mexico. Louisiana by you in the morning sun.
music has always been known for its deep roots and family traditions. And tonight, the legacy continues as we showcase our fiddle player, B.J. Cherry Holmes, and his sister, Molly Cherry Holmes, performing an original number written by B.J. himself. Ladies and gentlemen, The Nine Yards.
That's pretty high intensity bluegrass music, and that's the sort of show that Daly and Vincent produce. So as you can see, a lot of energy in the show, and be very exciting to see. Well, those of you who listen fairly regularly to Back Porch Bluegrass will know that I've had some new discs or new albums recommended to me by Bruce O'Hara, the highest form of recommendation you can get. And Hills and Home by the band High Fidelity. I haven't played any tracks from that yet, but I've played one of their other albums, or two of their other albums, and I've got some tracks to play for you for this one. The band High Fidelity consists of Jeremy Stevens on guitar, occasional banjo, and he does most of the lead vocals. Karina Rose Logston Stevens on fiddle and vocals. Kurt Stevenson on banjo and guitar and vocals. Daniel Armick on mandolin and guitar. Vicky Vaughan on the upright bass. And I saw Karina Rose Logston when she was playing with Chris Henry at Mountain Grass, and she was a delightful addition to the Chris Henry band. Big smile, very energetic fiddle playing, and a little bit of harmony singing then with her own band. Her husband is Jeremy Stevens, and with their own band, well, they just play some delightful music. A couple of tracks I've selected, a lot of gospel songs on the albums, which suits me fine. we're going to hear My Savior's Trade and then The Leaf of Love. Have a listen to High Fidelity.
Since my sins have been forgiven, I've been on my journey home. I'm riding on
my Savior's train, my Savior's train.
Jesus gives me transportation, I go home with him to reign.
I'm riding on my Savior's train.
Train arrives in heaven, there with Christ to live and reign.
I'm riding all in on my Savior's train.
I've left all sinful pleasure and engaged in song and prayer.
Since Jesus came and paid my fare, paid my fare.
Now I'm safely riding homeward, for with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in
on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train.
My Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound, where I'll be crowned. When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in
on my Savior's train. Refuse a ticket, who will leave all sin and shame?
Save one ride,
my Savior's train,
my Savior's train.
Sinners, if you cannot ride this train, you are the one to blame.
I'm riding all in
on my Savior's train.
I'm riding on
my Savior's train,
my Savior's train.
I'm homeward bound,
where I'll be crowned.
When my train arrives in heaven, may with Christ will ever reign.
I'm riding all in
on my Savior's train.
Well, that is just real nice bluegrass as far as I'm concerned. Love the way they play. They get a great band sound, and song choice is just great. I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton here. They're a big music shop. They carry all your musical needs, and go and see the very helpful staff there. They'll sort you out with a guitar or a banjo. They have Deering banjos, Martin guitars, Cort guitars, everything in between. Electric instruments, keyboards, drums, amplifiers, guitar stands, picks, the whole works, and you can get sorted out at Shearer's Music Works. I've been supporting music in Hamilton for the last 50-something years and doing a fine job of it, and I'm very appreciative of the support that they give Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to have? Adam Steffi, superb mandolin player, worked originally with, was one of the first mandolin players with Alison Krauss, and has been on the faculty at the East Tennessee State University and teaching lots of people how to play music, and always does a superb job, wonderful tone and timing in his tunes. And he has an album called New Primitive, and it's dedicated to his family, and talks in the liner notes about the influence his parents and his grandfathers have had on the music that was played around the family homes in those times, and sort of his heritage of music, really. It's a lovely album, quite different, not all bluegrass, and just some lovely playing. And I've selected a tune, Cluck Old Hen, which is a classic tune, nice tune to play a simple version of on banjo, mandolin, and Adam Steffi, of course, does it beautifully. Have a listen to Cluck Old Hen. Thank you. from Steffi on mandolin, his wife Tina Steffi playing the clawhammer banjo. Beautiful little lick she had in there on the old tune, Cluck Old Hen. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear from Blue Highway, great classic band. Now, this is a story of a mine disaster. We're familiar with that in New Zealand, lots of coal mining. And, of course, they are in the Appalachian Mountains. They sing of the things around them, song written by Wayne Taylor, and who's in Blue Highway, and a story of a young man, only 17, the song is called.
Down in this place of endless night, by the pale blue glow of a carbide light, where your next breath could be your last, taken by a roof fall on methane gas. He was just a young man, only 17, with a heart filled with life, head filled with dreams, in a miner's world, there's still an awful cost. No one knows for sure, but many men have seen the pale figure of a miner, only 17, down in this place of endless night, and the pale blue glow of a carbide light, where your next breath could be your last, taken by a roof fall or methane gas.
Great song, as always, from Wayne Taylor and Blue Highway, only 17, tragic story. If you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, you'll know that we've got a big bluegrass festival coming up on the first weekend of February 2019. Kiwigrass is coming to Hamilton, and it's going to be a great festival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we're going to have USA band, Lonely Heart Strings band, and some bands from Australia, Bluegrass Parkway, Crooked Road, Nine Mile Creek, bands from New Zealand like the Pippi Pickers, Wires and Wood, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Hot Diggity, all sorts of people coming to play. And we've heard from lots of Australian bluegrass enthusiasts. They say, yeah, we're coming over. It's going to be great. So like them on Facebook. Go to the webpage at kiwigrass.com. Just find where you get all the information from. The ticketing is going to be available soon. We're just testing the mail outs and things like that right now. And plan to come, plan to support local music. Every Back Porch Bluegrass program, I'll be playing some of the people who are featuring. And this time we're going to play some from Bluegrass Parkway, a fine band from Fremantle, Western Australia. Well, that's where most of them come from. Maria Duff on vocals, double bass and occasional fiddle. Paul Duff on vocals and mandolin. Guy Paris, vocals and guitar. Mick O'Neill, vocals and banjo. And Donald Baylor, who lives in Canberra, plays fiddle. They're a great band, perform beautifully, dress immaculately, and put on a very entertaining show. They do some great music. We're going to hear from them doing Still Feeling Blue, and then the Milnberg Joys, which is an instrumental.
Time can pass and time can heal, but it don't ever pass the way I feel. You went away a long time ago, and why you left I never knew. The lonely days and lonely nights, the whole world knows that I ain't feeling right. And when you're gone the hours pass so slow, and now I'm still feeling blue. And baby, since you walked out of my life, I never felt so low. Can't help but wonder why you had to go. There are many girls that I can say that come and go, but still I feel this way. And ever since today you said goodbye, no one treats me like you used to do. Well, I hope you're out and happy now, doing up the town, cause you know how. Every time I hear your name I wanna die, and now I'm still feeling blue. And baby, since you walked out of my life, they never felt so low. Can't help but wonder to go. There are many girls that I can say that come and go, but still I feel this way. And ever since the day you said goodbye, no one treats me like you used to do. Well, I hope you're out and happy now, doing up the town, cause you know how. Every time I hear your name I wanna die, and now I'm still feeling blue.
Thank you.
That's a great tune, Milnberg Joys, and Milnberg Joys, and they did a fine job. I suspect there were two fiddles on that one, so Maria must have been playing fiddle as well as Donal on that. Well, I have a slot in my program for alternate or old-time music where I often play something that definitely not bluegrass, but either led up to bluegrass or is sort of part of the overall genre or is something that smacks of bluegrass. Could go in any direction. Well, I've got a bit of a surprise for you this time. Back in the days when I was listening to music and suddenly being attracted by banjo playing, I listened to the music of one Lonnie Donegan, who is known as the King of Skiffle Music, Englishman. And he was sort of like a folk singer, really, but he put a real beat into the music that he played. And I've got an album of his here. And when I played it, I thought, I know all those tunes. And most of them are old American folk songs, and occasionally he comes up with something different. Occasionally it was a musical type songs from his English background, but he just played them with a driving rhythm. He played a four-string banjo with a plectrum or with a guitar, did some nice guitar picking, and did some great music like Rock Island Line, Cumberland Gap, Battle of New Orleans, Don't You Rock Me Daddy-O, Bring a Little Water, Sylvie, The Grand Coulee Dam, Sally Don't You Grieve, Dead or Alive, Tom Dooley, Jack of Diamonds, My Dixie Darling, Betty, 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 Stewball, Gambling Man, Putting on the Style, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? I remember that song. I bet you lots of you do too. And My Old Man's a Dustman, that was a classic hit out here in New Zealand because the Howard Morrison Quartet did a version of it called My Old Man's an All Black, which went very well. Anyway, I've selected a tune that sort of comes out of the folk music, bluegrass music tradition with Lonnie Donegan from England playing it. And I think you'll enjoy this. It's one called The Lonesome Traveller. You might have heard the Weavers do it, but here's Lonnie Donegan.
I'm just a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I'm just a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I'm just a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I'm traveling home. I traveled in the mountain, traveled down in the valley. Well, I traveled in the mountain, traveled down in the valley. Well, I traveled in the mountain, traveled the poor, travel with the rich, I traveled
Not much banjo in that one, I'm sorry, but we might play something off the album in another session. But driving 2/4 rhythms, great singing, lovely clear tenor voice, and he did the songs around him and his music, not too different from the way bluegrass was put together in lots of ways, as far as I'm concerned. And I know that his music had an influence on me in the early days. Well, here's some friends of mine, a band called Legal Tender from an album called Not Quite Legal Tender, recorded at the Wellington Bluegrass Society. Ian Campbell on guitar and lead vocals, Moira Howard on bass and vocals, Graham Lovejoy mandolin and occasional guitar, and Colleen Trenwith on fiddle. And sometimes I get to play with these people. They're a very successful band, do some great music. Enjoy Legal Tender.
This is a Bat Kennedy song. I think it might be a Hank Williams song, actually. And as we all know, he's a pretty awesome dude. Died at 29 years old. Only had his first hit 4 years before he died. What other bits of career is most of them?
Go to the Wellington Bluegrass Society on a Friday or Saturday night. They have a wide variety of music as well as bluegrass music down there. And see Andrew Bicknell, who runs it, and he'll tell you what's going on. Join their mailing list, find out what's going on. There's all sorts of great music down there, and it's a great place to play. And Wellington Bluegrass Society has done an immense amount to support bluegrass music in New Zealand. And if you're travelling through the country, try and time it so that you're in Wellington for one of their concerts. Worth doing. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. My name's Paul Trenworth. I've been playing bluegrass music on banjo mostly for the last 50-something years and still enjoying it, and we'll probably go home and pick a few tunes and wish that I could play them better. So I enjoy my music and enjoy playing songs from my CD collection for you, and I hope that you enjoy it too. This program's made in free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and is shared radio stations in New Zealand. So hi to all the people who are listening at the various times that the program is aired in New Zealand. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you enjoy the music too. Shared with the Access Radio programs in Canada, so hi to the people in Voice of Bombay and in Kamloops. I know at least of those two that are taking it, and the people in Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thanks for listening to our take on bluegrass music from down here in the South Pacific. I'm going to play for you some Dan Tominski, great bluegrass music. This is from the Carry Me Across the Mountain CD, and a couple of tracks here. We've got Stuck in the Middle of Nowhere, great song, and Sunny Side of the Mountain, the old Jimmy Martin tune. And with him on the album is Dan plays guitar and does the lead vocals. Barry Bales plays bass. Adam Steffi mandolin. Jim Mills on banjo, and Aubrey Haney on fiddle. And on one of the tracks, Dwight McCall is doing some tenor vocal. We saw Dan Tominski's band in 2008 at the Father's Day Festival in Grass Valley, California, and it was a superb performance of bluegrass music. Just absolutely loved it, and everything was right about it, but the intensity of the music is just something to be marvelled at, and every lick seemed appropriate. Here they come now, we're Stuck in the Middle of Nowhere.
Stuck in the middle of nowhere, not knowing which way to turn. If I could only hold you now, then do the bridges of burn. If I hadn't left you standing there to set myself alone, then maybe I'd be in your
they sounded like live. All that drive and clarity, the whole bit, they just get it. That was Dan Tominski's band. Well, we're going to finish up the show. We're just about at the end of it, and I'd like to thank you for listening in. Hope you can listen in another time, either on radio or going to the Free FM website and downloading the show, listening live maybe on freefm.org.nz or TuneIn, or on your Amazon Echo device using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. Different ways you can hear the program, but we're going to finish up by listening to Honey Deaton from the album Promise to a Soldier. A couple of country tracks that I've picked out here because I'm sort of like my country music too, and I know both these songs as played with a country band and they really suit bluegrass. So thanks very much for listening. We'll go out with Honey Deaton, Walking After Midnight, and then Cowboy Sweetheart. I'm sure you're familiar with these songs and they make great bluegrass.
I'll go out walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I go out walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Well, maybe he's crying. After midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I go out walking after midnight, searching for you.
Across